You're listening to SBS News.
Medibank's board has fronted shareholders during an unprecedented crisis in the wake of the release by Russian hackers of the personal health records of hundreds of Medibank customers to the dark web. Medibank's chair, Mike Wilkins, has apologised.
I unreservedly apologise to every person for the significant impact of this crime. It's a despicable act by the criminal seeking to extort payment based on the privacy concerns of our customers, and it must be condemned in the strongest possible terms.
And Mike Wilkins also announced the Health Fund has commissioned an independent review into how the cyber attack occurred.
It will take several months. We will not be putting a timeline on when we want them to report, because we want it to be as comprehensive as it can be. It will look to how this event occurred. It will look to what the ramifications of the event may have been, what consequences may flow, and how we may actually learn from the event to better protect our customers and our organisation into the future.
Medibank is Australia's largest private health insurer and posted a net profit of almost $394 million, a 10% drop on last year. It added almost 61,000 new customers and now has a total of 3.96 million. But for shareholders at the AGM, cybersecurity was the top priority.
I hope they're doing all the right thing, but at the same time, I'm worried about my details being exposed.
I think it was very apologetic, but there was no real learning. There was nothing about... No details.
Many were frustrated by a lack of communication to those affected by the hack. Medibank's chief executive, David Koskar, says 480,000 customers whose health data has been stolen are being contacted from today.
We've prioritised customers whose data has actually been released on the dark web, and we're communicating to all customers, whether it be health data or personal data. We expect those communications to be complete over the next few days.
Despite the attack, shareholders approved a bonus for the chief executive of almost $2.5 million in shares, on top of his $1.5 million salary. The chair, Mike Wilkins, says any potential consequences for the board are yet to come.
I said during my presentation that we would look to find the results of the investigation that we've announced today, and then we will determine what action we will take, including any remuneration action, which will be subject to what we report in the 2023 annual report.
In its meeting, Medibank announced it estimates the cost of the cyber attack to be between $25 and $35 million. But that figure could rise if it has to compensate those affected. The hackers are promising to release more data on Friday if a ransom isn't paid. Medibank says paying them could do more harm than good.
We won't be paying a ransom. We won't be extorted. There is no guarantee, as we made our decision based on significant input from cybersecurity experts, that the customer data would be returned. In fact, it would be more likely that actually our customers would be put to be further extorted and also put Australia at risk.
Sean Wales, SBS News.